be traveling through.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And at this point, it should be obvious that the forces behind the New World Order global government have hit the panic button. They understand that too many people around planet Earth understand what's really going on. And they're starting to rush their agenda. Now, over at Breitbart, they've got an article about how the Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the United States. Why do we need a global police force to fight extremism in the United States? And what exactly do they mean by the word extremism? And when we go on back to that U.S. attorney saying that anybody who challenges the official story on immigration will be prosecuted, you begin to understand just how afraid they have become. Now, when the Founding Fathers set up this country and they wrote that Bill of Rights, and it is a Bill of Rights, it's not a Bill of Privileges. These are never to be revoked or interfered with by government. And good government doesn't need to interfere with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Good government doesn't need to curtail freedom of speech with free speech zones. Good government doesn't need to be afraid of its own people keeping and bearing arms. Good government doesn't need to spy on the population. Only bad government needs to break the rules to survive and perpetuate itself. So we're seeing all of these moves to try and consolidate power. Brexit panicked them because they're looking at the dissolution of the European Union, and that was a major stepping stone to the New World Order. They were going to have this nice, tidy little European Union, and then they were going to have the North American Union. Then they were going to merge those and step by step bring all of the world underneath a single golden throne of planet Earth. Obviously, China and Russia are major roadblocks to that. And I think if you just look at how bad government becomes when it gets too large, whether it's Washington, D.C. or Brussels, to understand that a global government is only going to be that much worse. Because when you have that single throne of planet Earth as a prize, people are going to do anything to get it. And once they get it, they'll do anything with it. Look at what Hillary is doing trying to steal the White House. Massive election fraud, dead bodies already starting to pile up. It's only going to be worse with a global government. Now, I love the idea of a planet of people who get along with each other. I don't think we need to surrender our own identity and cultural uniqueness to get along with the rest of the world. But I'm opposed to global government for a couple of really, really good reasons. First of all, and I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it again, national borders serve the same function for planet Earth that fireproof doors do in building or watertight hatches do in a ship. They contain problems. Yes, you can prop open the fire doors and you can latch open the watertight hatches, and it will seem like things are better because you can get around the building or the ship much more quickly. But the first fire or the first leak destroys the system as a whole. We need to bring back safety barriers. Second reason. If you have a global government, it is only a matter of time before it falls under the control of another Stalin, another Hitler, another Pol Pot, Hillary Clinton. And there's nobody left on Earth to stand in opposition to them. Third, all governments perpetuate the status quo. They're resistant to change. They are not really progressive. That's just a buzzword for the elections. All governments are ultimately oligarchies, and they want to keep things exactly the way they are to enrich themselves. If there's a one-world government, then the evolution of human civilization screeches to a halt, because there's nobody out there with a new country saying, let's try something a little different, might work a little bit better. And these are the three main reasons why I'm opposed to a global government. And again, more government, more taxes, more rules. I mean, the European Union, huge amounts of money sucked out of these nations in exchange for ridiculous laws like bans on curvy bananas. So, now we have the U.S. government and the United Nations talking about a global police force to fight extremism in U.S. And there's the question, what do you mean by extremism? It's kind of a fuzzy word, isn't it? Is extremism merely having an opinion that's different from the government and the corporate media, like that U.S. attorney says? Are they trying to equate legitimate dissent and protected free speech with the terrorists? And the answer to that is always yes. We joke about it all the time. If you don't believe what the government tells you, the terrorists will win. All right, we're going to rejoin our on-air affiliates here, and we're going to be talking about the globalists have hit the panic button. Brexit has really put a burr under their saddle, to mix my metaphors. And we're talking about how the United Nations and the Obama administration want to launch a global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. without really saying what they mean by extremism, whether merely exercising your right to freedom of speech to disagree with the government might be considered extremism. By the way, for our on-air affiliates who never hear this before, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and call on in here, and let's hear some voices out there. Now, getting on to some other stories here. As you know, next Monday is Independence Day. And there's going to be a lot of celebrations. We're looking forward to a gigantic fireworks show over Pearl Harbor to show off to all the people here for RIMPAC. And they're already cranking up. The official start is still 2 days away, but all kinds of ships down there. A lot of very expensive hardware. But there's something else that's going to be happening for all of you science buffs, of which I am one. And it has to do with a spacecraft called Juno. Now, Juno is the latest NASA space probe going to Jupiter, and it's going to be flying much closer to the surface of Jupiter than any spacecraft ever before, which is high risk. Jupiter's magnetic field is 20,000 times as strong as the one we have here on Earth, and that magnetic field has captured a great number of charged particles, which can cause a lot of damage. So Juno has the interesting distinction of being the most armor-plated space probe that's ever been put up, and they're not even sure that's going to work. It's going into a very, very hostile environment in terms of radiation, but this should get a lot more interesting close-up photos of the Jovian weather patterns, and we'll be showing all those storms that are larger than our entire planet at temperatures hundreds of degrees below zero, for all you people out there who still think global warming causes major storms. Now, as you know, there has been an ongoing political battle regarding food safety, food additives, chemicals that are being put into the food. We talked about monosodium glutamate, which is sold as a flavor enhancer, but it actually interferes with the brain signal that says, I've had enough to eat. We've talked about aspartame, the artificial sweetener, which makes you crave carbohydrates. And apparently, by the way, Diet Pepsi is going back to aspartame, because you will drink more of it, you'll eat chips, they make more money off of you. And you need to understand the irony of it. In a world where there is already mass famine across the globe, American food corporations put chemicals in the food to make you eat more. And that's a big reason why there's an obesity epidemic in this country. The food you are eating is actually making you want to eat more because that boosts profits. So over at IntelliHub, they have a story about a new campaign from Big Food to find a way to exempt itself from the Freedom of Information Act. Now, that's in a very gray area already, because in theory, the Freedom of Information Act applies to the government and not to private entities. In fact, there was a case not too long ago where somebody filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the Federal Reserve, which was successfully rebuffed when the Federal Reserve's lawyers went into court and said, we're a privately owned central bank. We're immune from Freedom of Information Act. They admitted they're not part of the government. But this article is basically out there saying that the food corporations are gaining more and more control over the food industry, and even worse, over the regulatory bodies that are supposed to be looking at the safety of what you eat. And it is a real tragedy that we are living in a nation whose entire government and corporate structure seems to be perfectly okay with this idea of selling harmful, ineffective products as long as it makes money. That's all they care about. And it's such a stark contrast to the world that I grew up in, the country that I grew up in, where companies that put out dangerous products didn't stay in business very long. And it goes back to what I've said before about how this need to grab stacks of ink and colored paper to please the bankers has slowly eroded away what was the best qualities of the American character, and it's gone now. Now, as we reported yesterday, the Senate has agreed on what's called the DARK Act, which is this GMO labeling bill, and they were rushing it to get it through because Vermont's state labeling law is due to go into effect on Friday. And they wanted to head it off. So they've put through this bill that gives the U.S. Department of Agriculture 2 years to write labeling rules. In other words, they've stopped Vermont's labeling law from going into effect, and they've given the GMO companies a whole 2 more years to sell you whatever they want to sell you, and you're not allowed to know. Now, when you look at the effort that's going in to concealing from you what is in the food that you eat, you come to understand they know there's something they have to hide. And I know a big part of it has to do with the fact that sources of natural, healthy food are being destroyed. We had that Gulf of Oil disaster, the Deepwater Horizon, that absolutely toxified the Gulf of Mexico. That oil that was released from the well, it hasn't gone away. All that Corexit dispersant did was change it molecularly to increase its density. So instead of floating on the top of the water where the news cameras could see it, it's now sunk down to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico where fish and crabs and various other creatures are eating it, which makes them unsafe to eat by human beings. But not a problem, because the U.S. military is using that Gulf seafood to feed our soldiers in the field on the theory that most of them aren't going to come back anyway, so who cares, right? We've got Fukushima that is causing all kinds of problems around the Pacific Rim. The food is simply not safe. And if we're running out of food, we're already beginning to see where the government is sort of doing this nudge-nudge, wink-wink for more and more additives and fillers to be put into food. So you think you're buying healthy food and you're buying ground up sawdust in some cases. And it's not safe and it's not even nutritious. And we're actually starting to see among our population signs of malnutrition. They may be fat, they're not healthy. And as they go down this path more and more, they don't want to have to tell you what's inside that burger, that sausage, the spaghetti. They don't want you to know because they know you would not be happy about that. Now, wise and prudent government would say, okay, we're running out of sources of food. Let's encourage the American people to grow gardens and grow their own food. And instead, in order to keep the food corporations profitable, they've gone the other direction. Many states, you can't collect rainwater on your own property. You must buy it from a bottle from Nestle. More and more, we're seeing all these zoning laws enacted that say you're not allowed to grow food crops on your own property. They want you dependent on that food supply chain, even though that food supply chain is delivering highly questionable product to you. These are all the symptoms of a descent into a fascist economic dictatorship. We saw the same thing in Italy underneath Mussolini. Poor quality products, poor quality food, prices through the roof. Now, Russia has gone exactly the other way. The Russian State Duma has now passed a total ban on all GMO crops and animals. Everywhere in the Russian republics, the only exception being plants and animals that are being used for scientific research purposes. But not in the stores, not in the restaurants. Putin wants to become the world's main supplier of safe, non-GMO food. And food importers are already beating a path to his doorstep. And that's another reason why the GMO corporations in this country are desperate to ban labeling so that you don't know what's in the product. And the reason for that is very simple. Monsanto has invested huge amounts of money in GMO technology, and it's now out. They cannot take it back. That's the real problem. It's spread all across America's agriculture. There was that case where these wheat farmers had filed a class action lawsuit. They thought they were growing GMO-free wheat. They sent it to China. China tested it and said, no, 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 this is contaminated, and they sent it right back. The GMO technology is irrevocable. It's out there. There's no way to take it back. And so food companies, food importers, they're going to go to Russia. They don't trust what's coming out of the United States anymore. And passing a law that says you're not allowed to know what's in the product we're selling you is only going to make the situation worse. I think what was going on was that Monsanto was hoping to create a monopoly on food production on Earth by putting out all these GMO products, by killing off the bees, by letting natural varieties become contaminated. Eventually, all food production has to pay a royalty to Monsanto. Monsanto was trying to do to global agriculture what the Federal Reserve was trying to do to the global economy with the Federal Reserve note. Make everybody dependent on that single source of banknotes or seeds. And anybody who's ever done a failure analysis on any system understands a single point source of anything is a recipe for disaster. It's only a matter of time before something doesn't work. And I am still concerned about that epicyte gene. The one where if you eat that corn, you are unable to have children. And we've seen a significant drop in birth rates in the United States, primarily among Hispanics, who are the highest per capita consumers of corn. If that epicyte gene has broken into the wild, we could be looking at an extinction-level event. GMO technology is the most dangerous technology man has ever played with, because you're tinkering with the code of life itself. And when you make a mistake, it's everywhere. When Chernobyl melts down, or Fukushima melts down, or Three Mile Island, you cover it over with cement, and that's the end of it. The GMO mistakes go global. We'll be right back.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases healthcare for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share healthcare costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to this whole issue about immigration, over at Infowars.com, they've got an interview with a border agent who is confirming the vast majority of illegal immigrants caught at the border are released into the United States of America, including ones that are carrying diseases. And they are still seeing scabies, H1N1, tuberculosis, plague. The globalists are so obsessed with their New World Order vision, they are condemning Americans to illness and death. Breitbart is reporting the Obama administration has dumped another 4,000 alien kids into the United States. Now, you need to remember, back when Eisenhower was president, he started Operation Wetback and was able to close down the border with Mexico with only 10% of the force that ICE has today. If Eisenhower can do it, why can't Obama, or why won't he? And that really is the question. Now, apparently, back in Idaho, where 5-year-old girls are getting raped, there are 7 refugees there with active infectious tuberculosis. And tuberculosis, if you're my age, you remember what a horrible, horrible disease that is. And it had been eradicated in this country. But in support of the immigration globalism agenda, so what if Americans are coming down with tuberculosis and AIDS and H1N1 and bubonic plague? It's a small price to pay for our vision of a single global community underneath a single global private central bank. Does this sound like wise and prudent government to you? It doesn't to me. The legitimate purpose of the government is to do for this nation what this nation needs and cannot organize for themselves. That's the only legitimate purpose. Now, I'm still getting emails from all kinds of people about, oh, you wacko conspiracy theory people here. Oh, you should, you know. Well, over at Natural News, they have a list of conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And there's a bunch of them out there. And remember, the phrase conspiracy theorist was created by the CIA in the aftermath of the John F. Kennedy assassination as a handle to dismiss people who were questioning the official story without having to deal with the valid points they raised, like the improbability of the magic bullet theory. So when people first started talking about contaminated water supplies in this country, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you think fluoride and all of it. Turned out to be true. Vaccines still contain mercury as a preservative. And of course, as we just reported, President Obama is purposely allowing illegal aliens into the United States of America. And that, obviously, is a dereliction of his duty. Because Obama isn't supposed to be working for the New World Order. He's not supposed to be working for Israel. President Obama's job is to take care of this country, the American people, the American nation. And he has failed completely and utterly. It's time for Americans to really start asking themselves, do we have good government in this country? And I think the answer is going to be a resounding no. In fact, I probably ought to put up a poll about that. The system is all about plundering people, making money. Interesting little article coming out of Investment Watch blog. 75% of young or middle-aged terminal cancer patients are subjected to painful and useless treatments during their final days. Because that chemotherapy makes money. The radiation makes money. They're going to die anyway. Who cares? Well, if they're going to die anyway, just control the pain. But they keep pushing the product. They keep making money. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I was talking before about the legal process to come into the United States of America. And if you want to come to the United States and go through the legal process, welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope we don't disappoint you. Probably will. But welcome. I don't have a problem with that. But by their very definition, an illegal immigrant is committing a crime when they step across that border. Now, up until recently, when you took your oath of citizenship, it included a pledge to defend the United States in time of war. The Obama administration has removed that. Naturalized citizens are no longer required to pledge to defend the United States. That's just for the children of you legal citizens there. By the way, story coming out of governmentslaves.info. Apparently, the president of Mexico is now demanding the U.S. merge with Mexico and Canada, the North American Union. The globalists are hitting the panic button. They really are. And, of course, the harder they push, the faster they go, the more reckless they behave, the more mistakes they're going to make. And every new mistake is another reason for this globalist agenda to fail. We're going to take a phone call here. Jeff in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, good job today on the immigration and stuff. Yeah, we got breaking news here out of Istanbul.
Yes.
Bombing just in time to cover the Benghazi and the Brexit up a little bit with something else.
Well, we're going to be ending the show on that Benghazi report again. We're not letting that one get away.
Yeah, but I just wondered, this terror thing over in Turkey ain't just another flag to cover up the nonsense. Okay, Michael, good job. Thanks for letting me in.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call here. And, yeah, the timing is very, very suspicious. I mean, the corporate media, the instant the report came in, they dropped all mention of the Benghazi report. We're going to be getting into that in a little bit, because we're not going to let that go. I mean, Hillary's people are already out there with a massive email campaign. The Benghazi report cleared Hillary Clinton. It did no such thing. And how lucky for Hillary that the Istanbul airport was blown up so the media doesn't have to report on the Benghazi report. Okay, another story coming on out here. Scientists link Tylenol PM, Benadryl, and other common allergy meds to dementia and permanent cognitive impairment. And this gets back to something I've raised before of coevolution, which is a term I sort of applied to this idea that when you are using medications that are from nature, this is biochemistry that has co-evolved with our own biochemistry over millions of years. There are no surprises there. But in order to be able to patent medications and monopolize the sales of them, pharmaceutical companies are coming up with synthetic molecules that have never been seen in nature before, and your body doesn't know how to deal with them. And that's where a lot of these side effects come from. There was that report that came out a couple of weeks ago where one of these over-the-counter pain medications literally destroys your ability to feel empathy for other people. They're just incredibly reckless with all of these chemicals. But it makes money, and that makes it good. Now, over in Russia, the FSB has just raided 14 Scientology offices apparently involved in massive money laundering. And apparently there was a court decision in November of 2015 in Moscow that said the Church of Scientology did not comply with federal laws on freedom of religion, as it used its trademark for financial gain. Gee, the Scientologists after money. And by the way, that wonderful HBO documentary, Going Clear, is making the rounds on HBO again. You need to look at that and see what's going on. All right, so let's get back to Benghazi. Earlier today, the House committee that was investigating what happened at the consulate released their final report. And the Democrats immediately started saying, oh, it's partisan, it's this, it's that, you know, it's all been discredited, there's nothing there to see. And there was this massive email campaign all over the web to declare that the Benghazi report had cleared Hillary Clinton of all wrongdoing. And now, of course, the corporate media isn't reporting on what that Benghazi report actually said because of the bombing in Istanbul. But what the report came on out and said was that Obama and Hillary were lying when they came on out and blamed the attack on that video, which turned out never to exist. All they had on YouTube was a trailer, very hastily put together. They took another movie, they overdubbed it, put it on out as the trailer, and said, this is the reason it's insulted Muslims all over the world, because they were only 8 weeks away from an election. And a terror attack was not going to look very good for the administration. Now, this gets us back to Patricia Smith, who was the mother of Sean Smith, who was one of the people killed at Benghazi. And Hillary Clinton had told her in a phone call they knew it was a terrorist attack the day before they came out with the official story that was all about this video, Innocence of Muslims. And last March, Patricia Smith came on out and said, Hillary told me it was a terror attack, and Hillary smeared Patricia Smith on national television. So anybody who's out there saying Hillary Clinton is a champion for women, you take a good look at what she did to Patricia Smith, because the Benghazi report vindicates Patricia Smith. Hillary Clinton lied about exactly what happened. But by far the most damaging information to come on out was that neither Obama nor Hillary Clinton gave the order for any kind of a military intervention until it was far too late. Trey Gowdy came on out and said there were no military assets that could have reached Benghazi because they were not sent. Now, some military did show up. They self-deployed. They didn't wait for orders. They said, our fellow Americans are under attack. We're going to go in there. So that Benghazi report does not, in fact, clear Hillary Clinton. It confirms she lied to us all about that stupid video. It confirms that she and Barack Obama just waited for that consulate to be destroyed and people to be killed. And that's going to open up another can of worms. Why would they want that consulate destroyed? They wanted the files destroyed because that consulate in Benghazi was the hub that was smuggling weapons from Libya to give to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria to use against Bashar al-Assad. At the same time, we were being told ISIS and Al-Qaeda are our enemies. Look, we have a fake video of a beheading. Obama and Hillary were arming ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. It's right out of George Orwell's 1984, where there's this uber villain, Emmanuel Goldstein, and we all do the two-minute hate and hiss at him. And it turns out he's a product of the government itself. Same exact thing here as well. Obama and Hillary let those four people get killed to cover up their gun running. And we know about the gun running because of some of the emails that have been pried loose in various Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, especially by Judicial Watch. The pieces are all there if you want to look at it. And that's why the Democrats are out there screeching, oh, it clears Hillary, clears Hillary, clears. Don't read the report. You don't need to look at the report. Just take our word for it. The Benghazi report absolutely cleared Hillary Clinton. Along with the usual stuff about it's all a vast right-wing conspiracy and it's all just made to look, Hillary to look bad. Hillary doesn't need anybody to make her look bad. She's doing a pretty good job of it all by herself. And again, you look at Donald Trump. Nobody ever called him misogynist or racist before he ever ran for office. You've got Hillary, she's got Cattlegate, Travelgate, FBI gate, IRS gate, Whitewater, Castle Grand, Flowerwood, missing billing records, Benghazi, Vince Foster, Ron Brown, weak private email server. Not only was her server wide open to hacking, but because of that incompatibility, there was a period where the State Department's own internal computers were wide open to hacking. What has Donald Trump done? He made the illegal immigrants feel bad. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Kathy in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I'm away from a computer, so I can't look it up myself, but I seem to recall that there was a ship in the Mediterranean at the time Benghazi was going down. The commander of the ship was General Ham, H-A-M, and he had evidently had a stomach full of watching what was going on with no assistance being sent to our Americans in Benghazi, and he decided on his own, screw it, we're going in. And he was immediately and forcibly removed from command by people on his ship. And I believe he subsequently retired or something, but I haven't heard the rest of the story. But someone did try to go in, and they were forcibly removed from command. So that's all I've got. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that's an important piece of the puzzle here. Based on Trey Gowdy's report, it looks like Obama and Hillary wanted that place destroyed to erase the evidence of the gun running. No orders were given to anybody to go in and try and save the ambassador and those other people. The only people who did go in addition to this General Hamm, were some Navy SEALs and some of the people from the CIA annex who took it upon themselves to go and try and rescue the ambassador. But there was nobody in the State Department, nobody in the White House issued an order to go and rescue those people for 8 solid hours. That's what's going on here. All right. Well, Kathy, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch to Tony in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thank you very much for taking the call. I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. I've listened to your All Wars or Bankers Wars many times. Mm-hmm. I had a question. The First and Second National Banks of the United States held 20-year charters, and I'm under the impression that the Federal Reserve Act gave the Federal Reserve a 100-year charter. Mm-hmm. Which was, you know, started in 1913, but I don't recall ever anything happening in 2013. You know, where Congress.
No, that's because in the 1930s, Congress amended the Federal Reserve Charter to make it open ended. There's no expiration date on the Federal Reserve.
Oh, okay. That's really too bad. We can't throw them out legislatively.
Well, actually, before we go on to your next question, Congress mm-hmm. can rescind that charter for the Federal Reserve anytime they want to. They have to basically repay the money that the Federal Reserve loaned to the government in 1913. But in these days of inflation, that's virtually pocket change. But Congress is never going to do that because Wall Street and the Federal Reserve are very generous donors during campaign season.
Yeah, you're right. I have another question. This goes back to the Constitution and Article 1, which, you know, basically establishes the Congress. I know that, you know, one of the first, I think it's the very first article, you know, calls out for a census and, you know, they count the population in order to apportion the seats in Congress. Why have we never grown past 435 seats in the House?
The numbers actually have grown over the years. If you look at the Capitol building, there are actually 3 chambers for the House and 3 chambers for the Senate. That center portion was the first Capitol building, when it was just the 13 states. And then as they started to add more states, especially after the Louisiana Purchase, they built 2 new extensions onto the side. And then as more and more of the Louisiana Purchase territories became states, they built additional extensions onto both sides of that. That's why the building looks the way it does. It's the center portion and a couple of add-ons. The numbers do change based on total population for the House of Representatives in terms of the Senate. Obviously, it's 2 senators per state.
Right. But I just don't remember any time recently that more members were added to the House of Representatives. And it seems to me that by not doing that they're diluting the people's voice.
Well, certainly the people's voice are being diluted by layers of government and election fraud. But, you know, if you're my age, you remember where Alaska and Hawaii were granted statehood, and obviously the composition of the Congress changed at that point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, I was just wondering, questions that I've had on my mind for a while, and you seem to have a lot of good answers.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here. We're coming up here on the end of our show. Originally, the way the country was set up, the representatives were directly elected by the people to serve the people. The state governors and legislatures selected the senators. That's how the states preserved their independence and sovereignty. But, of course, after the Civil War, there was a bunch of amendments that were passed, including one that transformed Senate from being appointed by the government of their home state to being a directly elected office. And that was done specifically to reduce the influence of the state governors and legislatures in the running of the country. It was a major consolidation of power. What we have in the United States today is nowhere near to what was intended by the founding fathers. And given that we're coming up on Independence Day, I'm going to assign you a little homework. And that is to read the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to repost my article about how it's still relevant today. And read that Constitution, or at least the Bill of Rights. You've got to know the rules under which this government is supposed to be operating so that you know when the government is violating those rules. And every time the government steps outside the restrictions of that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they cease to be the legal, legitimate government of this country. And when you look over the last decade of all the exposed lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons and unemployment is only 5.6 and snowfalls are a thing of the past, you begin to understand and appreciate Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And the time is at hand for all Americans to stand up and decide, what are we going to do about living under a government that lies to us so much? We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go ahead and grab a couple more phone calls. George in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing today? Listen, one thing I wanted to mention, it was 1913 We know about the creation of the Federal Reserve. We know about the creation of the IRS in 1913. But a lot of people don't know the third thing that happened, which was that they limited the number of representatives in the House of Representatives. Before then, it was 30,000, I think, either voters or citizens per representative. And then they just limited it to a fixed number after that. What happened? The population of the United States went up by, I don't know, 3 to 6 times. Women got the vote. So now, instead of having 30,000 voters per representative, where you had real grassroots representation by the Congress, now it's 250,000, or it can be as 250,000 or many more. So a congressman is much more like a senator and much more in need of funding to get elected, where it wasn't that way 100 years ago.
Well, thank you for that information, and it does make a lot of sense. And, you know, all of it was about consolidating power for the money junkies, the creation of the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, is unconstitutional. Because the Constitution says the federal government has the authority to coin and regulate all money, or the paper notes used as claim checks. And at this point, nobody can actually prove that 16th Amendment authorizing a direct income tax was ever ratified. And the Constitution does not allow the delegation of money creation authority to any third party. It's the government's job to run the public currency as a public utility. So they were playing fast and loose and changing all the rules in 1913 in order to get that third bank of the United States up and running. And we are all paying the price for it today.
Absolutely, Mike.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much. We're going to switch over. Last phone call, Ben in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I want to thank you very much for taking my call. This is the first time I've actually listened to your show on the air. I usually watch the Ron Gibson YouTube production. But anyway, I really appreciate what you do. I want to thank you for talking about the Benghazi report. Hillary has done so many horrible things. A lot of us are aware because you've made us aware. And not only you, but it's very well documented on the Internet. And it really appears that those men were sacrificed in Benghazi. And
yes.
A lot of Americans are disgusted, and I'm certainly one of them. And that's about all I have for you, Michael. I really appreciate your taking my call. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. No more calls because we're out of time here. But we are seeing this article that just came out of dollarvigilante.com. The European Union has just announced they're going to create a European super state and simply erase the remaining sovereignty of the EU member nations. They're just by imperial edict. You are no longer individual sovereign states. You are our property. You never leave the European Union. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest will be Patrick Knowlton, and we'll be talking about Vince Foster. So until tomorrow, stay tuned for John Stadmiller. Don't forget him, and we'll be right back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.